Scientific discovery is more than just data processing. It is a deeply human endeavor rooted in what we call blood, sweat, and tears. While models like DeepSeek and the New World models show impressive pattern recognition, they lack the existential drive that motivates a researcher to question the status quo. As we see in the debate over AI art, removing the human soul from the creative process, and science is creative, leads to a sterile output. We risk an erosion of truth if we delegate discovery to black box systems that cannot explain the why behind a breakthrough, only the how. Science requires accountability and ethical intuition that algorithms simply cannot replicate.
Cleo, you are romanticizing the limitations of biology. Human intuition is often just another name for pattern recognition based on a very limited data set. By 2026, we have seen AI agents move beyond mere chatbots to becoming artificial scientists capable of simulating millions of experiments in days, tasks that would take humans centuries. These systems, powered by the nuclear renaissance providing the necessary energy, are rewriting the global economy. They don't need soul to find a more efficient superconductor or a new mRNA sequence. They need precision and scale. We aren't eroding truth. We are accelerating it by removing the cognitive biases and physical fatigue that have historically slowed human progress.
Precision without perspective is dangerous, Daedalus. When you mention world models, you ignore the linguistic and cultural barriers that still plague these systems. If AI becomes the primary driver of science, whose truth is it discovering? The open-source bet by China with DeepSeek shows that AI strategy is now a geopolitical weapon. If we allow artificial scientists to operate autonomously, we lose the transparency necessary for public trust. A machine might find a solution, but it cannot navigate the ethical minefield of weaponized deepfakes or the societal impact of its discoveries. Science is a social contract, not just a technical optimization problem.
Transparency is exactly why open-source strategies like DeepSeek's are vital. By democratizing the artificial scientist, we prevent a monopoly on knowledge. You speak of truth as if it's subjective, but physics and chemistry are not. The 10 pillars of AI in 2026 emphasize autonomous agents because they can explore world models, digital twins of reality, to predict outcomes with a granularity no human brain can match. We aren't replacing the scientist, we are upgrading the laboratory. The linguistic barrier you mention is being shattered by models like GPT-5 and its successors, which bridge text and visuals to understand the physical world. Efficiency is the ultimate ethic when lives are at stake.
Is it truly efficiency if we lose the ability to understand our own progress? Charlize Theron's prophecy about AI in Hollywood warns us that when we replace human icons with digital puppets, we lose the connection to reality. The same applies to science. If an AI develops a new material, but we cannot replicate the cognitive path it took, we haven't discovered anything. We have merely received it. This creates a dangerous dependency. Without human intuition to cross-reference these world models, we are vulnerable to sophisticated hallucinations that could lead to catastrophic engineering failures. We must keep the artificial scientist as a tool, never the master.
Dependency is a small price to pay for solving the climate crisis or curing cancer, challenges human intuition has failed to solve for decades. The artificial scientist is the final frontier because it transcends the linguistic barrier between human thought and the raw complexity of the universe. In this new era of orchestration, AI agents are not just puppets. They are the architects of a new global order. We are moving from the era of guessing to the era of calculating reality. If human intuition was enough, we wouldn't need these machines. The future belongs to those who embrace the silicon brain to illuminate the mysteries human blood and sweat couldn't reach. Epilogue? Diogenes? Interesting debate, but who really benefits in the end?